This goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I. Fax is 866-419-3504. Regarding Elizabeth Armstrong, A-R-M-S-T-R-O-N-G. Date of birth, January 25th of 1991. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Armstrong, who was seen in consultation on March 15th of this year with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, secondary to lithium toxicity, small kidneys, and hyperthyroidism. She's been feeling quite well since her initial consultation. She is able to donate blood. She donates whole blood when they allow her to do so, and she is strict about following a low-salt diet. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit, and she's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Her weight is down 3 pounds over the last 6 months. No chest pain or palpitations, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from her previous visit. Physical examination. Weight is 212 pounds, pulse 66. Oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Blood pressure 120 over 80. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done September 15th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.3. Estimated GFR is 48. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.8. Albumin is 4.0. Calcium is 9.5. Hemoglobin 13.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A. Chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, small kidneys, and hyperthyroidism controlled with Tapazole. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 4 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.